This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Red Rose rescues at 3 abortion clinics, where pro-life advocates inside an abortion clinic offer red roses and encourage women to avoid abortion, saw interesting results over the weekend. Abortion clinic operators seemingly recognize there is no winning strategy in arresting such protesters for trespass. Protesters spent as long as nearly 2 hours counseling and praying with women before finally being arrested. Ireland is fighting back against those who want to compel the decriminalization of abortion as leftist politicians and wealthy international donors are seeking to win an election to overturn Amendment 8. Over the weekend, a stunning number, 30,000 Irish Catholics, braved stormy weather in nearly 300 locations to simply pray. Events also encircled North Ireland, and thousands more joined in prayer from home. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, the disclosure of 27 born-alive infant abandonments after abortions in Australia are shocking the nation as pro-life legislators are demanding a government inquiry. An Ohio newspaper laments an uptick in abortion clinic inspections and violations under pro-life Governor John Kasich. And problems with ingesting suicide drugs are giving life advocates in Canada yet more safety concerns. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.